Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Appreciate you tuning in today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I've got a guest across the way that I've never spoken to on this kind of basis. All I've done is saying hello at the thousands of Sisney basketball games that he and I have attended together. But
we have been to a few.
Have been to a few games. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ernie Lewis. He's the president of the North Wayne Ministerial Alliance, and we're going to talk about the good that those folks do in the community today, as well as what's going on out at the Blue Point Church, and probably we might even talk you think we might hit Sisney basketball at some time today?
I don't
today,
know if we want to go there or not. Yeah.
They're 5-3.
Yeah, it's been good.
You can't say it. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
Appreciate you being here. How long have you been in Blue Point Church and involved with the ministerial life?
31 years. Actually, I came to Blue Point 31 years ago and started pastoring, and it was soon after that we realized we needed a ministerial alliance.
Are you from Sisney?
No, I'm from Cesar.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Cesar originally. There was a man there had his church right on the highway, and he said everybody was hitting him up for help, you know, since he was accessible. And,
well, yeah, he's the easiest one to find.
Right, the only one they could see. So he said, I want you guys to help me. And we gathered together several churches and started helping people in the community, and we would have community services for Thanksgiving and Easter and such like, and so we really enjoyed the fellowship with other churches.
And the North Wayne Ministerial Alliance isn't just Baptist, is it?
It's a
variety of denominations.
Right. We have some from the Nazarene Church and Methodists and Christian churches. We have several of those in our area, some General Baptist churches. Yeah, we have a lot of different people involved.
So it began shortly after you got here. What brought you to Sisney? What brought you this direction? Where'd you go to school?
I went to a college in Nashville, Tennessee, this Free Will Baptist Bible College at the time. Welch College.
Welch.
They changed the name just a few years ago. But I went to a Bible college there and got an education to be a teacher.
Uh-huh.
I am an elementary education teacher, whether you realize it or not.
Do you do much of that?
I substitute quite a bit.
I figured you were probably seven, so.
Yeah, I fill in at the schools whenever I can. But right after that, I was called to pastor a church down by Benton, and I pastored there for about 5 years. And looking for something else, I was actually working at General Tire at the time, so it was kind of a bivocational thing. And the Blue Point Church was looking for a pastor, so I thought, you know, I'll try that for a little while. And 30 years later, I'm still here. You know.
Tell me about the family.
Well, my wife teaches at Jeff. She's a junior high science and math teacher up at Jeff Grade School, and she loves it there until she retires in a few years. Anyway, she'll be happy with that, too.
I was going to say, now she's got a nice little retirement probably plan in place with the state.
Yeah.
You don't see a whole lot of pastors retire that early, do you?
No, that's for sure.
I mean, it's a calling for you.
I don't think I'll ever quit. You know?
That's what I wonder.
One guy said you have to die in the pulpit because you can't afford to retire anyway. So but my children are spread everywhere. I have two sons in Nashville, Tennessee. Ryan works for our denomination, planning our conventions and such. He's our executive administrator. And Derek is an editor with Randall House Publications. My daughter Ashley has moved out to Arizona, and she is a church planter, or a church planter's wife anyway. They have a team out there starting a church in Tucson.
Wow. That's amazing that everybody has basically stayed in the religious livelihood for their livelihoods,
sure.
Isn't it?
Yes, they have. They have. Very involved.
Is it... was that your plan, or did you? I mean, you really can't plan what your kids are going to do.
No, you can't.
How did that? How'd that come about? You think?
Well, that's strange. Well, they went to Welch College, and after Welch College, looking for somewhere to minister or somewhere to work, it seemed like all of these opportunities opened up. As a matter of fact, one of my sons went to Mississippi to work in a church, and it wasn't very long until they asked him to come back and take this job in Nashville.
No kidding.
The younger son was actually doing an internship as an editor or an editor assistant during the summers while he's in college, and then they just put him to work there. And actually, my daughter thought she was going to be a missionary in Japan. She had gone over there one summer, and she's been to Panama and Cuba and several places, but it worked out that they decided to go start a church in Tucson, Arizona. So.
I got to tell you that I've never been to Japan, but I can't imagine that Tucson and Japan are very much alike.
I am sure they are completely different. You talk about a crowded place and wide open territory. You know,
no kidding.
That's for sure.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure you're very proud of all three.
Makes for great vacations too. You get to go different places to see your kids. You know.
Well, now, yeah, there's the thought she probably didn't invite you since she was only on an internship in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't take you to Japan?
No, didn't take me to Japan. Actually, she was staying with good friends of ours over there. These missionaries had invited her to try see if she liked that as a ministry. She had spent a few weeks the summer before in Panama, so she's just tried a little bit of everywhere.
That's kind of here's the understatement of the day. I'm not terrifically religious myself, but it seems to me whenever you look at the missionary work that churches mainly do, most of the time they don't take pastors along. Guys don't go, do you?
Not very much.
Been on some of those trips?
Oh yes, I have. I've been to France. Actually, gone on a couple of mission trips out to Arizona. We have a young man from our church and his wife who went to Yuma several years ago and started a church there. And we have taken our teenagers out to Tucson to work with Josh and Ashley 1 year. Kevin Bowen and his wife Beth set that up and planned it, took the whole trip out there. And that was great, except for it was in the middle of the summer, you know, 116 degrees. Yeah. Anyway.
We'll get to the other stuff. I'm fascinated by this. And you know, I should have warned you beforehand, and I always warn all my guests, I'm going to ask anything.
There you go. Go ahead.
When you went to France, and you're doing a missionary trip in a civilized, established country, what are you doing there that you're doing differently from when folks take mission trips to, say, third world countries, like Costa Rica or Southern Africa or something like that?
Yeah. Well, most of mine wasn't really a mission trip. We have missionaries in France from our church. We have a couple that live in Marseille and work with people there. And
nice.
So we went to visit them and also to see what kind of things they needed. You know, we're always looking for special projects to do as a church. So we visited Normandy. We visited Brittany. We went to several places in the country where we have missionaries to see what they were doing and see what we could do to partner with them.
What helps them? I mean, they need probably at that time. I don't know how long ago was that.
No, that was 12 years ago.
At that time, the internet was not as prevalent.
Right.
They probably needed literature and that sort of thing. You're basically making the determination what to help them with. Huh?
Right. Yeah, we were also looking at buildings for them to rent. Actually, the couple in southern France does a lot of work around the Muslim community.
Really?
Some of the ones in northern France are actually opening a new venue where they're not really starting a church. They're just renting a big hall and having services. And a lot of people who would never set foot inside a church will come to their things and hear the gospel, you know. And so it's exciting. We're looking for halls that they can rent, different things that they can do, you know.
That sounds just like a lot of fun in addition to it being fulfilling work.
Oh, yes. Just last Sunday, we had this couple from France who had come back to the United States for a year, and they just visited our church, and so we got them to get up and tell a few stories about the people that they've been reaching. This couple, actually, she was a lawyer. He was a computer technician. They had finished college and started work, and they decided they'd rather do this instead. So they're now working as missionaries.
Really? So they basically dropped some pretty high-paying jobs to become missionaries.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes. And,
well, you know, that's the thing. When the calling gets a hold of you, you really don't have a choice in the matter,
probably,
do you?
That's what he said. That's for sure. Yeah.
I'll be doggone. I'm talking here today with Ernie Lewis, and he's the president of the North Wayne Ministerial Alliance. They do outstanding things in the community. We haven't even talked about any of that stuff. We'll talk about some of the things that the Alliance does, as well as what's going on up at their church. They've got a new facility. Talk a little bit about that, as well as a grocery dive. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW AM and FM. The Bruce Dickey Show here. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest this morning is Ernie Lewis. He's a pastor out at Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church, west of Sisney, northwest of Sisney. And he's also the president of the North Wayne Ministerial Alliance. And before I get kicked off onto any other tangents and start moving around other tangents, Ernie, the Ministerial Alliance has a nice grocery drive going right now, don't you?
Yes, we do. At Christmas time, we always gather as many groceries as we can and pass them out in the community. And, of course, this is Northern Wayne County. We go to Jeff, Sisney, Reiner.
What churches are included in the North?
Well, there are several that support us. I mean, like the Jeff Christian Church gives monthly. Our church at Blue Point gives, and Pleasant Grove Christian Church, Gunyon Christian Church, Providence General Baptist Church. There are several, Oak Valley Church and Jeff, and Round Prairie Church. We have a lot of churches that give toward us, but a lot of them, their minister is not really in the community, so they don't take part in anything
else.
Well,
ministers might be part-time, too,
on a part-time basis. A lot of them are. So we have really gone to where most of them give toward this drive, and it's actually ending up Monday, the 14th. We're actually just yesterday or day before, the Rock Branch Church brought in tons of groceries to our church and delivered them for this food drive. So we're thankful for all those who get involved.
Folks can still donate to it, though.
Oh, right? Yes, you sure can. We take groceries up until next Monday, and then on Tuesday, my church people get together and sort them all out, box them all up, and we take them out to the community. So we take any kind of canned or boxed foods throughout this weekend and first of the week. And then we also take cash gifts because every family gets a certificate to go along with it.
Really?
So they can buy some milk or meat or whatever to go with it. Actually, we even give out a ham. The Trust Bank in Sisney, as well as the Clothesline in Fairfield, are really good about giving us donations. So we usually give every family a ham through their donations. And
how many families will you end up being able to help, you think?
Probably 40. It usually runs somewhere in there. Last year, I think it was a little higher, and this year it was a little lower. So,
we were talking with a lady earlier from, I believe it was the Mount Zion Church, that they were talking about donations this year being down, and I don't really, I don't know why it would be if it's maybe a winter not coming on yet. Yeah. People don't really think it's time to make donations.
Maybe
yet.
They think it's all fall of the year.
How are you guys doing? Are you are you holding up as
very
well as you normally
low.
Do?
Very low.
Is that right?
Has been. Actually, we've had a couple of drives. Like the high school used to do a thing with their first basketball games. They didn't do that this year. And even a high school group got together to push a drive, and we only got two little boxes of food out of it. People just haven't been involved.
That's the thing. Do the folks just not recognize that it's
that time of year?
I mean, that's one of the reasons you're here.
Right,
you'd be here anyway. But we kind of need to get the help out for the lesser fortunate.
That's right. And actually, this year our donations are down so much. It's just really and like I said, the 14th is a deadline. Maybe everybody's going to send in things next Monday. But usually our donations are up a lot more this year, and we have by this time anyway. We have a lot of Thanksgiving gifts that come in.
Yeah.
And we just haven't received any of that this year. So we're kind of short on funding, kind of short on groceries. And I think the Blue Point Church will probably end up making up a lot of it.
That's one of the outstanding things about the Blue Point Church up there, that you're able to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll step up and do what we can.
What's the where do folks, if they would like to make a donation of food or of cash or check, where do they go? If I'm sitting here listening to the radio and I've got, if I'm sitting here thinking, I've probably got some canned goods up there, I can get my cupboard cleared out some.
Right.
Where would I go?
We're gathering them all at the Blue Point Church.
Okay.
I think there's also a place at the Trust Bank where people could drop them off and we pick them up there. But we are mostly taking them out of the church. The lobby is always open where people can stick them in there. If they want to send a donation, they can send it to the Minister Alliance. It's 1176 County Road, 1975 North, and they can at Sisney. They can send their donations to the Minister Alliance.
You realize that if someone was writing that down, There is no way they got that.
Well, to tell you the truth, they could probably just send them to Trust Bank and System, and they'd take care of it for us.
Yeah.
Well, they're really good.
That's one of the main things that the Ministerial Alliance is doing right now. Right. What other things will does the Alliance do throughout the course of the year, Ernie?
Well, we're always available to help families in need, and we'll have families call and say, I can't make my rent this month, you know, or can't make half of it or whatever. Actually, we're so strapped for cash right now, we have set a limit of $150. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's not enough help. You know, a guy's got an electric bill of $500, you know, and we help what we can. And there are some township commissioners and other people that, you know, that help them too, township supervisors. But we will help a person with their gas bill, their water bill, electric bill, or rent. I had a lady the other day wanted me to pay her car payment. We don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
we do help with those necessities. And actually, we have grocery certificates we always give out to people. They could take it to any grocery store in the county or Flora or whatever, and they honor those for us to help them get some food in the pantry. You know, we don't want them to go hungry.
Do you prefer to do it like that? I wonder, as opposed to giving somebody a check straight to them to send to Wayne White or to send to somebody. Sure. Do you prefer giving out the grocery certificates as opposed to the...
Oh, yeah. We.
I was
we
wondering
really
administratively how that works.
We don't handle money, or we don't give out checks to anybody. Yeah. If you have an electric bill, we'll pay it to Wayne White.
Yeah.
You know, or if you need some groceries, we'll give you this certificate, and that way the grocery store just bills us. You know.
Does the Alliance have any set up counseling services and that kind of thing over the course of the year?
No, we really haven't. I had said I wish more people could get involved in learning how to take care of their money. You know,
yeah.
As a matter of fact,
I mean that's a great idea. As you know, we have junior achievement when you're in high school or in grade school, and some that doesn't all the time take.
Right,
folks might need a little bit as they're moving through life. How to handle the cash.
Yeah. Well, we'd even said we'd love to help some people into a class. I know Lance Inslee in January is going to start a class on Dave Ramsey's Financial University, you know. And I said I'd love to get some people in that to take it and see how to handle their finances.
Where's he doing that?
He's going to use the Brown Church.
Okay.
Starting the 25th of January, and he's going to be teaching this class. So I'd love to get some people involved in that, you know.
Well, you know, the
really good principles.
That's exactly right. Ramsey's here on AM 1390, at 4 o'clock every afternoon. And he's got the principles of money management there. Really kind of go along with the ideals of the church too, right?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. They're very good.
I'm talking with Ernie Lewis. He is the pastor out at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church, and he's been there for over 30 years now. Ernie, that church has grown quite a bit since you've been there, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you feel like you're just holding your own, because whenever you grow, some people move away or
right.
you lose some. But we have done well. I know this last Sunday, we just built a new gym, and I'm looking out at the auditorium last Sunday thinking, we built the wrong building. You know, this place is full. And sometimes you feel sorry for people that look in and can't find a real good seat. There's always the front row available. I don't know why people don't take that. But there's even a couple of seats beside me on the stage if they wanted to come up there.
I bet you've told those jokes before.
But we've had quite a good attendance at Blue Point.
Tell me about the gymnasium and why you guys why you decided to put that in.
Well, several years ago, we began to realize that we are not handicap accessible. We have steps everywhere in our church. You go up to this part, you go down to that part. Even to come in the auditorium, it's about 7 steps up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and go 15 steps to the basement. So that's where our fellowship hall was. And a lot of older people said, you know, when we built this 40 years ago, that wasn't a problem. But now, I just can't do it. And we felt really bad for a lot of them that couldn't stay for fellowships. They couldn't go to the basement. So we decided to put a fellowship hall on one level. And more we talked about it, this was probably 8 years ago, the more we began to talk about it, we realized it could be more than a fellowship hall. We ended up making it large enough to make a gym, especially so that other people could use this facility. You know, out in Johnsonville, there's just no large place if
right.
you want to have a dinner
other
or a
than
wedding reception,
yeah.
you know. So we decided to make it big enough for other people to use, too.
So does it have a kitchen?
Yes, it has a really large kitchen. Our little kitchen before wasn't wasn't really adequate. But we have a huge kitchen in there. I said, I think the island in the middle of the kitchen is as big as our old kitchen was.
Is that right?
It's a really big kitchen with several appliances, and we're thankful for that, besides the fact that our older people can go straight into this building.
Yeah.
You know, it's ground level. As a matter of fact, this week we poured concrete all along one side for handicapped parking so that there could get in. You know, you're trying to push a wheelchair around in a gravel parking lot.
That makes it difficult.
Very well. Yeah. So we have made it more accessible, and we're excited about that because so many of our older people could just not get into the other parts of the building. And inside, we have also put in a handicap ramp. We had a ramp on the outside of our building, which I'm really thankful the Wayne County Press put out an article about how rickety and scary it looked. It may have been a little older, but
it never now, got condemned.
Yeah, but now we have put an indoor ramp, which is a lot better in bad weather, too. And you go inside the building. You go right up the ramp into the auditorium. It's just really handy, you know. We also love the new bathroom facilities. We didn't have much of bathroom facilities.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the church 40 years ago, you didn't know how much.
Sure.
You didn't know how much you were going to try to grow. You knew how much you were going to always try to grow.
Sure.
But there are growth pains. There are pains that come with that,
yeah,
aren't there?
Yes, and we are in the middle of nowhere, you know. Right in the middle.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You don't expect a lot of people.
If you're not in the middle of nowhere, you're next door.
Yeah, that's pretty close. So it's amazing how many people find us out there. But now we have we're looking forward to these facilities to be able to use for a little bit of everything. We've got it all set up for a big dinner Sunday. We're having a ceremony Sunday. We're going to have a ribbon cutting. We're going to have a dedication service,
uh-huh,
and we're going to have a dinner all at 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
We'd love for people to come out to that just to see the facility. We'd take them for a little tour, you know.
You know, that's the thing.
Dinner with us.
That's the thing. There are probably other churches who certainly who have the same problems that you were facing.
Oh, yes.
Whenever you guys made the decision,
right,
to build this thing. It's a great opportunity for some other folks to come in and take a look around.
Yes. And we'd like for other people to use it. Actually, we have named our building. I don't know that that's necessary, but our committee
Ernie
decided
Lewis
they
Hall?
Would... it would have been Memorial Hall, and I don't want that kind of thing.
You don't want Memorial Hall, yeah.
They decided to call it The Link because it's going to be our link to the community. You know,
oh, that's
for others
cool.
who want to come out and use it, for the churches in the area who need a big place for dinner. We had a couple that came to see us a month ago and said, I want to rent your building. I said, it is not done. And they said, that's okay. We don't need it till March. We just want to make sure we get our name on the list. But we think you could have a big wedding reception in there.
Will that be the building's first wedding reception?
I'm sure it will be. Yeah, I can imagine.
No kidding.
It'll be in March, yeah.
This is a project, the kind of project that – takes more than one person. More than who are some of the key folks that you as the pastor depend upon to help make this kind of thing happen for you?
Well, let me mention some of our building committee because they've all had a job to do. You know, Linda Spicer used to be the administrator at Flora, took over as our chairman whenever we roped her into it. Anyway, she has she's been so helpful, and so she's there all the time. She and Steve, you know, Steve retired from Wayne White a year ago, and so he has put all his time in at our church since then. And they've just done everything. They have met with the contractors. They've brought us different pictures. Actually, we used Acra Contractors out of Tutopolis or Effingham, and they have been so good to work with. They would bring drawings, and we would say, okay, can't do that. And they'd bring more drawings. Okay, they were so good. Even right down to last week, they had a man there every day as a supervisor watching over all the other contractors. And I think he took some ownership in the building. You could see him a little bit.
That's what you want out of your contractor, don't you?
He was really good, and they were really good to work with. But Linda has been our chairman. Kevin Bowen, the principal up at Sisney, has been on the committee and always taking different jobs. I know he was the one who got us our volleyball standards and separate things you can get through the school or whatever, people he knows. Mike Connard,
yeah, he knows a few.
He knows a few. Mike Connard has been the chairman of our kitchen committee, and he has not only – they've planned all our appliances and all that. He was out there yesterday morning about 7 o'clock just setting up the ice maker and things like that. He's the shop teacher there, so he can do that sort of stuff. We also have Daryl Laughlin. He's our treasurer, and we had to put him on the committee just to keep an eye on us, you know. So we
see now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody needs – it's like if you pay attention to sports, like Bill Simmons talks about, that every team probably needs a coach of common sense.
That's right.
Who will stand on the sideline and basically see the big picture and see what's going on and say, you know, we might not need the gigantic spot for the bleachers.
Right.
Or something.
Yes. Yeah, I can see dollar signs in his eyes every time you meet. So, but he's kept an eye on us. Shannon Hosek, he's a banker out of Florida that's done a lot of good work for us. You know, when you've got to find $500,000 laying around somewhere, you know.
Yeah, that kind of gets
he's
tricky
been
from time to time.
Helping us with that. Let's see, Bob Hillard from Flora, and he is a contractor. He builds a lot of things, and so he's been really good on the committee working with that stuff. Roger McGrew is one of our trustees, and he was out there all day yesterday putting in a parking lot. He's just always hands on. He does a little bit of. He and Mike Brown. Mike Brown's also the bus director at Flora, and he does a lot of hands on stuff helping us.
How many people go to this church?
All these folks
are church members.
Yeah. We only have 9 that are on the committee, and I'm missing somebody. But I
was going to say, don't let us miss any. We've already mentioned. You realize you're going to get a text message here in about the next 5 minutes.
Let's see, Kevin and Shannon and Daryl and Mike and Roger and Bob and Linda and me and Mike Connor. I think that's about it.
I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, he's sitting over there like Santa Claus counting reindeer.
You bet. And, you know, there were so many more. I don't know if you know Rod and Richie Byers. But
oh,
they
sure.
Have done
yeah, great
everything
friends.
Around our building. They have they've moved dirt. First, they cleared it out for the building and got it all set up. And now they've moved dirt and they've seeded grass. They've done all our parking lot. Every time you turn around, they're up there doing something.
So. I went to school with Richie's wife.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Anita is. I feel bad for her that I just basically gave away how old she is.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she told me graduated in 91.
Yeah, 2001. Yeah, let's go ahead and leave it at that. Okay. I've got Ernie Lewis here. We're talking about North Wayne Ministerial Alliance and also talking about the Blue Point Church expansion. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Maybe touch on Sisney basketball and all kinds of other things when we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Come on, horsey. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. It's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? Ooh. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on! There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember of through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Hey, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. You, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, baby, take a sleigh ride with me.
Probably not the best idea there either. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I just let that one play because Ernie and I were having a conversation. Isn't that the way, Ernie?
That's right. That's right. We gotta talk.
Talking with Ernie Lewis. He is the president of the North Wayne Ministerial Alliance, as well as the pastor out at the Blue Point Blue Point Free Will Baptist. What's the difference? Tell me. I don't know. I really don't know. What's the difference between Missionary Baptist Church and Free Will Baptist Church and General Baptist Church and Baptist Church?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of difference in most of them. We're just Baptist, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. There's the different names. They've got a ribbon cutting and open house coming up on Sunday. What's the next plan for your church out there or for the Ministerial Alliance? What do you see in the future? Are you going to build on some more?
Well, we would love to pay this off and build a new auditorium. Actually, when we first started this, we were wanting to build onto our auditorium, and we found out that wasn't really feasible. So we said, well, we'll
Were you
going to
knock
this.
Down a wall or something? Or?
Yeah, we had talked about all kinds of things, you know, expanding it, maybe making it longer. Actually, right now we're even talking about renovating our auditorium to make it a little more room for seating.
Sure.
And even remodel. We've got a lot of paneling on the walls we'd like to change, but that's in I don't know how far in the future that is. Somebody said, as soon as we pay this building off, we'll start our new auditorium. Well, I don't know, you know. Actually, one lady said, you're not going to sink us into a bunch of debt and leave, are you? And I said, I think you're getting like a 20-year note. I am not going to be there when this thing is paid off.
That's the thing. It's not like you're a transitional character there now.
Yeah, really.
You've only been there 30 years.
You're planning on going.
They're thinking you're going to head down to Nashville and hang out with the boys or more likely head to Tucson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A nice place to retire, wouldn't it?
That would certainly be. And it's closer for you than me, but not much.
Yeah.
But we already went over retiring for pastors doesn't happen.
Yeah,
it
doesn't happen. No.
I'm wondering, what kind of flooring did you put in the new building? Because you see, like the Christian Church has the nice, the new built on thing three or four or 5 years ago with the carpet and floor.
Yeah.
The carpet has basketball in it,
right, yeah.
In the carpet, which I was in there. We had the concert on Sunday, and I looked at it again. I just thought, it's brilliant. Just making the carpet.
Right.
Then again, you might want to pull the carpet up sometime.
Yeah.
What did you guys put in?
We put in a tile. And it's just a VCT tile that more or less like they have out the CP church or whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
So that makes it a little bit unhandy or unwieldy then to become part of a new auditorium type of thing for you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be. Although where my son goes to church in Tennessee, they have a humongous gym that they turn into an auditorium every Sunday morning. You know,
do they
roll
really?
Out strips of carpet and the aisles and all, and it's just amazing how they can do that. You know,
I guess whenever you got to do something, you got to do something.
That's true.
If you've got that big a church,
right? Yeah, you work with whatever you can. But we love our auditorium and we will be using it. But in the future, we'd like to see something bigger, you know, and something mm-hmm. More feasible. We actually have some old buildings right now that they have some problems with their plumbing and sewer and such like. So
when was that built?
Change it. Well, our first one was built in 1897. We still use that as our junior church. It has a basement where our teenagers always get together and have their foosball and all those kind of games, you know. And then they added on to it in, I don't know, the 40s, and finally they built our auditorium in 74. So it's a nice auditorium and a great building there, but we may need something bigger. I don't know.
Well,
we're hoping to grow a little more.
Well, and for that matter, things do age.
Oh, yes, that's true.
talking with Ernie Lewis about the, well, we've been mainly talking about the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church up in Sisney, or west of Sisney. And the minister, what's new? What's next for the minister? I guess you got to make sure you get donations, don't you?
Yeah, if we can get through this Christmas
food
season,
donations.
I'm hoping that we get enough to help families there. Of course, we give food donations to larger families. You know, if it's a small family, we usually don't mess with that because we've got a certificate we give them.
Right.
And that'll get them some groceries and get them a free ham up at the Sisney Key Market, and they can use that for the Christmas season. But one reason we're really pushing for the donations is because after Christmas is over, we still run. You know, I mean,
yeah.
We'll have people through the winter who will have some terrible bills that
yeah.
they need help with.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to help them when you don't have any cash. You
yeah.
know, so
that makes it difficult. So, again, let's give out where and how folks can help out the Ministerial Alliance again.
All right. Well, they can always just call me. My number is 838-6708. They can call the Blue Point Church or the Blue Point Parsonage if they want more information. But usually I think they could even send donations to Trust Bank, and we would take them there and use them for our Minister Alliance if they want an easier spot or something easy to do that way. A lot of churches, we have sent out a poster for them to put on their wall to remind people about donations. And so I am sure even Sunday afternoon we'll have some people bringing in some more groceries,
yeah.
you know, that they do. They keep their drive open till Sunday, and then they'll bring them in. So
well, that's wonderful.
We'll have some more.
That's
yeah.
wonderful, Ernie. Best of luck to you. Let's talk basketball.
Okay.
Let's
All
talk
right.
hoops. Okay. You've been a Sisney fan since you moved here, presumably like
yes.
1985 or so.
You're right.
84.
Right.
Tell me your favorite Sisney player in the last 30 years, if you can.
Oh,
and then, and if not that, tell me your favorite Sisney team to watch. Because I've been watching them. I didn't pay much attention to Sisney basketball till the Anderson-Connard team. Dave
right.
Anderson
oh, yeah.
and Connard
yeah.
back in the late 80s. And
right.
that was a fun team to watch.
It really was.
For a town that doesn't have any regional championships.
Right.
It's amazing the kind of talent that has come through there, and it's been so much fun to watch.
Yeah, we loved, you know, back whenever Anderson and Connard played, we were watching them in the middle school, you know.
Yeah.
We went to Heron, I believe, for some big playoff game, and people were asking us, David Anderson had this black, hairy legs, and they said, did
oh,
he
yeah.
drive the bus down here? And I said, oh, he's only 17. Come on. You know, he's like, but he was just so mature back
yeah,
then.
When he was a senior in high school, he had a full mustache and
oh,
beard
yeah.
and all that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah, he fooled a lot of people. But we had such good teams back then. You know, I said, I still remember the end of a regional game when Scott Connard went up for a shot that didn't fall, and we
yeah.
all thought that was our win, you know,
yeah.
right there. So,
well, that you know, our old friend Johnny Winter still thinks that should have happened. Who's your
yeah.
most fun coach over the past 20 years? I mean, because you dealt with Ed Chappell.
Oh yes,
that was. I bet you the experience.
Ed was my neighbor when I moved here. Yes.
Give me an Ed Chappell story.
No, I don't. Think
oh come
I can.
On.
Well, actually, the thing that amazed me was during the summertime, high school girls were coming over and mowing his yard every week. I didn't understand how he worked this out.
But he was
also really good about throwing those players in and saying, you know, take out so-and-so, number 24.
Yeah, that was old school.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He was. And he was a good coach. I mean, he brought his boys a long way. I mean, that team, I guess that team had Steve Connard, Johnny Winters, a bunch of guys that mm-hmm. last year he was here.
Then really you go to Rob Flanagan,
yeah.
who now probably has, goodness, 450 wins, I'll bet,
oh, yeah.
in total in his career.
Yeah.
But one of the finest coaches in Southern Illinois still.
Oh, he was, yeah. Still is, yeah.
And then you go to Johnny, I think, followed Rod, right? Rob?
I can't remember. We went through several coaches one or two years at a time, you know, and it's
yeah.
hard to keep up with all
Kevin
of them.
Moore was there
Kevin
for
Moore
a couple
was there
of
a
years.
A couple of years, yeah.
You had Dennis Arnold.
Dennis Arnold. Roger Seitzinger.
Roger Seitzinger. Where yeah. was Seitzinger before Johnny and Kevin, or after Johnny and Kevin?
I think it was after Johnny and Kevin, yeah.
Okay.
I think Kevin was there my son's freshman year, and then after that, Seitzinger came in for a few years.
Who's your favorite player to watch play? You don't have to say it's your favorite player, but, I mean, I just enjoyed watching the Drew.
Drew Glover.
Drew
oh,
Glover.
Goodness, yeah.
He would. That kid took more punishment.
Oh, yes.
Because
yeah.
he would drive and get
Didn't
to the line.
Didn't matter what they'd do, yeah.
He would drive, and they would just shove him all over the place. Yeah. He was so much fun to watch.
Well, that was one of my favorite teams. You get Drew Glover along
Lance
with Lance
Inslee. Yeah.
Anything Drew missed, Lance put in. You know,
Tannehill was on that team,
even back
too, right?
whenever they were in grade school. Everything Lance missed or Drew missed, Lance put in. Yeah, Jake Tannehill was on that team. Yeah.
We always when we'd see them play, we just kept salivating over Ansley and Tannehill playing football.
Oh, yeah. That would have been great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd have been good at it, too.
Oh, yeah. Tannehill was a perfect tight end body. He would have been just perfect as a tight end. Good hands.
Oh, my goodness. Too. Yeah, and you know, when he was younger, we didn't think he was going to make it at basketball. We thought he'll never be have enough finesse, but man, he could get inside pretty easy.
Buddy.
You know, Derek Simpson was on that team. They had a really good team. Had a good run.
Then you look. You see, I keep bringing up names, and you haven't said anything yet.
No.
You're not going to commit to anything, are you?
No, I'm really not. Actually, my favorite coach was Kevin Bowen because he's the Deacons now.
You know,
I love him.
Well, you see, now you're thinking. You're going with the coach that is helping you the most now.
That's right.
Ernie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yes, thank you.
I hope we're able to help you and hope we're able to help you and get a lot of donations for the North Wayne Ministerial Alliance.
We would really appreciate it.
Folks, thanks for listening on Monday's show. I've got Chris Simpson, the principal up at Olney, and my one of my best friends coming on. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later.